An order signed on Monday by U.S. District Judge Dale Kimball means the state will pay the attorney's fees for the 8 plaintiffs in the Evans v. Utah case, which addressed the legal status of couples wed following the initial ruling that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. The plaintiffs' attorneys were seeking nearly $200,000 for their services. However, after an agreement was reached on the fee issue, the state will pay $95,000 to the attorneys. The attorneys had initially asked for over $164,000 in fees for the district court case and another $33,000 for the appeals case. John Mejia, director for the Utah chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union and one of the attorneys for the plaintiffs, says he is glad with the results.
We're very pleased that the injunction has been made permanent and that we achieved a good result and something that will be positive in the lives of these families moving forward.
According to media, the order makes permanent a temporary injunction issued last May, which directed the state to recognize the marriages. This action officially closes the case, says Mejia.
A preliminary injunction was converted into what's called a permanent injunction, which means that the order applies to the state going forward.
More than 1,200 Utah couples wed after U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby's December 20th decision.